USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Multiple reports say at least 13 people are dead after two explosions went off near the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. Of the 13 killed, at least 10 were U.S. service members. A hospital in Kabul also saying at least 60 people are injured. The Taliban says the deceased, including children, were killed at the capital city's airport. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying one of the explosions was outside the airport and another was at or near a local hotel that was reportedly being used to ferry Americans to the airport. Seven Capitol Hill police officers are suing President Trump and others over the January 6th Capitol attack. The lawsuit accuses the former president and others of being directly responsible for the attack. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.
Former NFL star Herschel Walker announced his campaign for the U.S. Senate in Georgia. Walker joining Fox and Friends saying he would fight for people all over the state of Georgia, even after living in Texas for decades and only recently moving back to the Peach State.
I will fight in Washington for you. I'll fight in Washington for every Georgian in the state of Georgia because I'm a Georgia boy, and I've been a Georgia boy my whole life, and I think people know that.
Walker, looking to unseat Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock, which Republicans see as paramount in their effort to take back the majority in the Senate. A hearing to decide if convicted killer Scott Peterson will get a new trial doesn't seem to be happening anytime soon. Peterson was sentenced to death in the 2002 murder of his pregnant wife, Lacey, which has since been overturned. On Wednesday, a judge decided to conduct depositions of the juror at the center of the dispute before the hearing to ultimately decide if Peterson and we'll get a new trial. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Weekly jobless claims are up. The Labor Department figures out on Thursday show 353,000 Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's 4,000 more than the previous week's revised total. A congressman is speaking out after his unauthorized trip to Afghanistan.
A pair of American lawmakers who made an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan to witness the evacuations from Kabul's airport firsthand are on their way back to the United States. Congressman Seth Moulton of Massachusetts and Peter Meyer of Michigan have received backlash from both parties, accusing them of needlessly taking up resources on the ground. Meyer told Fox News that he wanted to share with the American people the stories of heroism he saw from American personnel during his time in the country.
You have individuals there in Kabul who evacuated the U.S. Embassy with moments' notice. I know soldiers who left behind their boots. They're wearing tennis shoes right now. Others who are in the same uniform they had when they evacuated the embassy 2 weeks ago because they didn't have time to grab their rucksack. They went right into Kabul airport, into chaos and pandemonium and tens of thousands overrunning the runway, and then pivoted to not only negotiating and having to deal with the Taliban as frankly a security partner rather than adversary, but also execute one of the most complicated logistical feats and probably the largest airlift in human history. These people are heroes. Their stories need to be told.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.